I hope you didn't miss me too much. Today we are going to have an amazing show because you got the goods, but who knows it? Are you struggling with people for buying your products? Well, today's conversation is the one you want to be here for. Let's get started. I love the laugh every single time. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad to be here with you today. It's spring-ish here in California. And so excited to talk about products today with my favorite person in the Business Maximizer Junior Pod, Marilyn Robinson. Thanks for being here today, being my co-host.
Hello, hello. I always love being here with you. I can talk forever with you.
I know, we're going to have such a good time. And if you are watching this and you're having a good time and you're vibing with the conversation we're having, make sure that you drop your comments in the chat, share and like this video as we are diving into these topics. So let's get this party started and get to know Marilyn a little bit better. So Marilyn, why is accessibility of your products important for you to thrive in life and in business?
Well, if people can't access your products, how are they going to use them? Oh my gosh. So yeah, they have to know about them. They have to understand why they want to use it and how they're going to transform themselves when they do use it. And so there's a lot of marketing that goes into play of getting the word out there and letting people know about your products, and then making it easy. It's got to be one touch accessible. You can't make them go five places because they'll stop at, they may make it to two, but they will never go past two. So if it isn't one click away and easy to access your host.
Yeah. You know, I think this is probably an area that most people don't consider, right? They consider all of the steps before, right? They consider, okay, I got to network and talk to people about my product. I got to have a really nice website to let them know about the things. I got to post all the time on social media. And the one place that we don't consider might be the little bottleneck of why people aren't buying your products could possibly be that it's just hard to either access them to buy them or to use them. And so this conversation that we're having today about this hopefully will make people pause in their tracks for a second and say, wait a minute, how easy is it for people to get my product and then to use it? So I'm excited to kind of really dive into this topic today, but I want to kind of get to know you a little bit better and help everyone get motivated in this process of really, you know, tapping into their product development. So the question I have for you is, why are you passionate about helping people with product development using your zone of genius?
Well, I enjoy helping people. I have a lot of business experience, having been at corporate and having my own business of business coaching as well as life coaching. And then I worked with a lot of nonprofits. So I have a lot of, and of course, everybody does their volunteer time. So I have a lot of diverse background, but the key is that being able to, help people develop a product that people want to use. So, I mean, it's really key to ask yourself, what problem are you solving? Who wants to solve that problem? And I always tend to lead with things that I personally have struggled with. And so being a coach, it's easier to do that because I don't have to come up with a solid product that I'm building in the warehouse. But I think the key is that, we want to be able to share our genius, our knowledge, our wisdom. And to do that, you have to make it easy for people to do, to get access to it. And it has to be something they understand and solve a problem they have. Not a problem you think they have, but a problem they know they have and that they do want to fix, that they don't want to keep struggling with that problem. And so being able to state and understand what the problem is, why they want your product clearly, and then be able to move into, how to use it, or what, you know, what's the benefits, what's the transformation they're going to have when they actually do use the product. And then, of course, the final and key question that we started to talk about was, okay, how do I sign up? How do I get it? And have that be a very simple process for them to use.
Oh, yeah. You know, what I liked that you said was, not the problem you think they have, but the problem that they're identifying that they are having. And, you know, working with people in the co-working space and working with people in the principal program, what a lot of the times we ask the question, like, what is the problem that you are solving? And the very first thing that people will say is, well, I help people do this, that, or the other. And I was like, that's not the answer to that. That doesn't answer the question. What is the problem that you are solving? Right? Like, what is the thing that someone's going in so much pain that they're like, oh my gosh, I need to grab a bottle of this, whatever it is you sell, or this pill to solve this problem for me. And when I like asking questions that kind of probe, right? Like that kind of have people dive a little bit deeper in those things and have them rethink that process. But in that process of looking at like, okay, what is the real problem I'm solving here that's going to tell someone that someone's going to be like, that's me. I need that. Right. And then from there, how do they need it delivered to them in order for it to be palatable? Right. So when you think about that bottle of medicine, right. A little known fact, some people can't swallow pills. Right. And so if you have this miracle drug that's going to save someone, but they can't swallow a pill, how are they ever going to get that healing? And I think sometimes when we're thinking about our products and when we're trying to make them accessible, we have to think about like, what are the different ways that someone will need to use this product, or what are some barriers for them being able to use this product so that they can actually get the healing that I am offering, right? So they may need it in a syrup form, or they may need it in a patch, or they may need it in a different way. So when you're looking at what it is you're trying to deliver, in our case, in Mink Life community, we are trying to solve the loneliness that is with being in business and that lack of support it feels like when you are a solopreneur and you're out here trying to do all of the things, wearing all of the hats, and you don't know if you're winning or losing, and you're talking to your plants like, is this a good product, right? Like this is the pain that we're solving, that moment when you want to throw your computer across the room, right? Because you can't figure out your way out of this next little tiny step. And so when we ask ourselves those deeper questions, and when I get to ask people those deeper questions about like, what is the actual pain point that you're solving here? You really can get down to the accessibility needs as well in the process. So I love at one, my zone of genius of asking questions and probing deep, but also kind of really realizing that like, I love making people not feel alone and feel like they can achieve anything because they have someone in their corner who's going to have their back, you know? And so that is what I feel is, you know, the probing problem that I help solve with my zone of genius.
Well, and it is, it's really a tough one. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's just human nature to go to the how to fix something, because we're so excited about that part of our knowledge. And yeah. So to back up and really identify the why, the problem, you know, it's hard to really, you know, zero in and even when I ask people, you know, when I'm out talking to potential clients and ask them, well, what is the, you know, what's the first thing that comes to mind that you're struggling with? And they're like, well, you know, which one? No, but I mean, even them, yeah. You know, even they have sometimes a hard time. time really articulating what it is with.
Yeah. Well, and two, you know, they know a lot of times people will know, like they know they need to do something, but they have no idea why they haven't done it. And most of the time it is an accessibility thing, right? It's like, I know I really need to do this, but it's easier to not do this.
Yeah.
Like, it's easier to not do this. And, you know, personally, I know if it's easier for me to do the wrong thing than it is to do the right thing, I'm going to do the wrong thing every single time.
Yeah.
So I like have to make it easier for me to do the right thing than it is to do the hard thing, which is why I have a very tiny refrigerator and we don't buy junk food, right? We don't buy junk food when we're going grocery shopping to stock in the house, because I know if it's a choice between broccoli and Cheetos, the Cheetos are going to win every single time. And then eventually I'll get to the broccoli. And so I think sometimes when we're looking at how we're servicing our clients and what they need, we also have to think through like, okay, what are our not so awesome competitors doing it to make it easier for them to use this not so great option or to not use this good thing that we're providing for them. And I know most of you out there who are listening to this and working in your businesses, you are problem solvers, right? You're trying to help people really be them best, their best selves. You're trying to help them live healthy, wealthy, and fulfilled in the capacity that you're doing it, whether it's like you help people feel better from the outside or feel better from the inside or make sure that their bank accounts are full or, you know, whatever it is. And so we have to think like, well, how can I help them? How can I make this be the easiest possible way for them to get the results that they're looking for so that they'll want to use this over anything else?
Yeah. Well, and going back to what you said, you know, it's so much easier to do the thing that we know we shouldn't do because we know how to do it without thinking. Whereas the things that we know we should do they're sometimes challenging, mm-hmm. and they're new habits or they're new things and we might not do it right. Or, you know, there's a fear factor of failure. And, you know, and like you said, it's work because it's not a habit. It's something new. And so taking that extra energy and focus and, yeah. you know, being, you know, just being present to remember to do it that way. That, yep. I mean, it's a challenge.
Yeah. It has to be an actual intention. It has to be an actual intention to move along. All right. So, I know it's kind of hard out here in these streets to try to stay on track and try to like get all your stuff together. In accessibility sometimes is just kind of hard for all of us, I think. I think we've all in our businesses struggled with making our products easy to buy, right? So Marilyn, how has accessibility been a problem for you in the past, and what are some ways that you've overcome it?
Well, I mean, just even some of the experiences I've had, you know, where you get a link from some business and you go there and it's not what you expect to see. You know, you think you're signing up for something and then you get another advertisement page and then you got to search all over the page to find the button or the next link to click. So the process flow really has, it really makes a difference. And, you know, some companies, you know, they'll go ahead and take your order and they'll do all the behind the scenes, placing the order, getting the, you know, the payment set up and all that for you, which is fine. It's just not necessarily scalable because you don't want to necessarily hire, you know, people to handle that. You want to be able to automate it. So I think, you know, just from my personal experiences of reaching out and trying to find something, you know, if I go to a website and I know that that company carries something that I want and I can't use their search engine on their site to find it, you know, they usually lose the sale. And so for me, it's being able to say, here you go, go to this page, the details are there and you'll be able to click a button and your payment bill will be accepted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Colleen says, I hate when you get the upsell after the upsell. It's so
true. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes. How many times do you buy something impulsively off of Instagram or whatever? And then they say, oh, but not yet.
Not yet. You know, there's more.
Now, because you're here, you can also get this. And then you say no. And then, oh, but while you're here.
Right, just let me purchase this.
Before you get to hit the final, just send me what I asked for.
Absolutely. You know, I'm gonna be completely transparent with y'all. Accessibility is like one of the hardest things, especially when you are a DIY kind of solopreneur, right? Because we think we have, like, we need more stuff, right? We're like, oh, well, they're not buying because I'm not offering more. But what I will say is, as a company who offers so much stuff, I realize that sometimes it's just confusing to figure out what you need and what you don't, right? And like what applies to me and what doesn't apply to me. And so in my own business, I've had to kind of like really think about like, okay, how can I pare this down so that you know what step to take right now? And then after you take that one step, then I can give you the next step. And then I can give you the next step. And I can spoon feed you and baby, like little breadcrumbs along the way so that you get what you're looking for. And that has been something that has, I would imagine, in any other people, and especially in the coaching or like the personal development or business development space, has probably had too, where it's like, how do I get you to follow through with all of the steps bit by bit so that you do get the success that you're looking for? And for me, what I found is I actually have to walk them through one level at a time, one little step at a time, one little win at a time. And so I have changed my product line. I've even changed how they get to me, right? So that it is so crystal clear and so small, right? It's like, all I want you to do is have a connect call with me. Just go to my website, MonicaMHenderson.com. And when they get there, it's literally like, here's my calendar. Here are some things that you might have come here for. Pick one of these things. And then that gets them to the next step. And then once they get to that next step and they have a conversation with me, and I'm like, okay, here's what you need to do next. And I give them the link to the page that helps them do the one thing that they need to do next. And then from there, we take the next step, right? And you just kind of, I'm walking them through this process. And what I found is, yeah, you can, there are a lot of people out here who are like, yeah, get out of the game of like handholding people. But how many of us have been on the phone with like the big companies and we're talking to a robot and we're just like, just talk to a person. 0000 operator. I just need to ask a question, right? So I think if you are having a problem with people walking through those steps of like how they're going to be successful, it might be time for us to really go back and think like, where does automation play a part in this? And where does a real person need to be there in order to keep them warm and keep them moving through? So I use a lot of automation with Calendly to get them, you know, reminders and all, a bunch of different things. But I walk them to, I walk them right to Calendly. Like, here's how you go. You just go to this one place. And in this one place, then the apps can work their place. And once they get through that app, then there's a person again there who's like, okay, hi, what can we help you with? And oh, here's the other link you need in order to get to that step. So really using a little bit of common sense as far as like going back in the day, like before, you know, when tumbleweed rolled through the earth and the internet wasn't quite the way that we service people, but going back to old school customer service practices where there are people along the way, and using the automations to kind of help me do my job better, as opposed to requiring the customer to go it alone in that process, is how I've been able to kind of overcome and get really people in that business hug that I'm offering is by really kind of doing that. So that was kind of how I overcame. But it you know, it can be a struggle sometimes because you're like, I want to do less work, not more work.
And I think you mentioned a lot of really good things. And I think one of the, what we need to realize is that, ask yourself, why do you want to give them all of it at once? Mm-hmm. And what you, if you really dig deep, you'll find that the answer is because I want to show them all the good stuff I can provide them.
Yeah.
Well, if you step back and really think about it, if you were on the receiving end, what would you do with all of that?
Right.
Nothing, right. Nothing, because you're overwhelmed.
Right.
Whereas if you give them the first thing that they said they needed and you provide whatever support, whether it's, you know, automated or in person, but you help them get their win, they actually get the results that they were striving to get and they can celebrate. And then they can say, okay, I'm ready to go on. What's the next thing I can work on?
Yes.
And then you provide it to them.
Yes.
But you give them a moment to really, you give them enough time to take advantage of it, reminding them, encouraging them, motivating them that they said they wanted to do this and that remember how they're going to feel after the transformation is taken. And then they're able to go ahead and celebrate.
Yeah.
And say, you know, pat themselves on the back. Yes. And say, I did it. I did it. It wasn't so bad. I wasn't so scared. Yeah, you know, I did it. I, you know, failed a little bit along the way, but I, you know, picked it up and kept going. And so, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready to take the next bigger step.
Yeah. I mean, every single thing extra that we added to the Mink Life community, everything we added extra was because there was a little bit of something that was missing for them to feel like they can continue to keep getting wins, right? And so when we added the Minkubator, it was because they had all the action plans. They had all the action plans, but they weren't able to like balance how they're going to get all of this stuff done, right? And it was like, okay, well, you need a little extra support in that. And so then we created a way for that to happen. And then it was like, okay, there's just these little stupid things that I can't figure out. Like, how do I use this app? Or how do I use that app? Or is there something out there that allows me to do this and make it easier for me? I just want to show up and say, okay, this is what I have to do today. How do I do that? And so then that's when we came up with the Get It Done sessions and like really helping people understand how to use the tools so that they can get the stuff that they're trying to get done. And then that became like a, oh, I wish I had this a lot of years ago, right? So it was like really kind of listening to, well, yeah, I would do these action plans if I actually knew all of these other little tiny things that require me to get this, what this big plan I'm trying to get done, right? And that evolution, if you're listening really clearly of how they're using your products or how it's helping them, but how they still struggle a little bit, you actually can even develop extra product lines and extra support tools along the way so that they can actually access the success that you were offering in your products.
Yeah. And so I have to tell this story. It's so funny. I'm dating myself. Those of you who are young don't remember the days when you pulled into a gas station and there was a gas station attendant who filled your gas for you, washed your windshield, and checked the fluids under the hood. Well, as we transitioned from that era to the new era of self-service, my sister, who is quite a bit older than me, she said, okay, you need to teach me how to fill the gas. I don't know how to go to a self-serve station. And so I got out there and I was ready to just show her physically doing it myself. And she says, stop. And I go, what? She goes, I need to do it or I won't remember how. So I need to take put everything back. And I need to just tell me, okay, grab the handle, lift the handle. Okay, you know, put the nozzle in, make sure it's where it's supposed to be. You know, anyway, step by step. She goes, now I'll remember how to do it. And that's what I love about your Get Shit Done and your conferences is that it's like, okay, roll up your sleeves. We're going to take some time now. Get your, you know, this is a work session. This is so that you can walk out of here already started.
Yes.
And there's no thinking I need to schedule time to take all that knowledge I gained and do something with
yes.
it. You don't have to because you've already started.
Absolutely. So Peggy was trying to move us along and, but I appreciate the story and you know, that just means you're cool because you lived in both worlds, pre-tech and post-tech, right? So who should we ask for help when we're trying to develop our products and services?
Oh, I think that's a mixture of people.
Yeah.
I think you need to talk to your customers, your clients, mm-hmm. and you need to really understand there are different styles out there. They do need different things and have a little bit of an idea of how the service side of the business looks. And then you need to develop all your products so that they are serviceable. So in other words, they provide an outward focus, comfortable use for the customer's experience, but then it also allows you to maintain it and update it easily. Mm-hmm. But you're trying to develop your product. So you need to understand that side of it, but then you also need to circle around and gather friends and other colleagues that have expertise in different areas. So why reinvent the wheel? I like to paint mine different colors, but I am not going to design a new wheel. So learn from others that have expertise, and there's a lot of people in different areas that you can tap into and get some great ideas.
Yeah.
But more brains equals more ideas and a greater product.
Yeah, Colleen says, love my Mink Fly family. They give great feedback and support. I know she dropped in earlier today the description for her presentation she's going to do in a week or so. And everyone chimed in and was like, oh, love this. Or, oh, this is good. Or I like that part, So having a supportive community where you can actually have people like, will you test this for me? I know very shortly here, probably in the next 24 hours, I have to I'm launching the page that is, going to launch my next phase of my career, which those of you who follow me on social media know that I am going into motivational comedy. And so there's a page that's coming along with that. And I'm like, I'm going to ask all of my people to hear. I'm launching this website. Please push buttons. Please make sure that you can access it. Get a ticket. Let me know how it works. But Denise chimes in with, we don't need to reinvent the wheel anymore. We can always improve on someone else's wheel. Love that. I love that the community's chiming in. And then Colleen said they also have different points of view. And it's so true. Like if you can I know a lot of times we don't want to share because we want it to be perfect when other people see it. And that in itself is the problem, right? Because if it's perfect when other people see it, one, your ego is fully in place. Fully in place. Like, oh, this is awesome. I'm amazing. Everything's perfect. I bet they won't find anything. And you're not open to the feedback that's going to come. You're going to be offended. You're going to be upset. You're going to be mad. I worked so hard to get this perfect. And how dare they say that it's not right. But those of y'all who know me know that I am a creative speller. And I need all eyes. I need all eyes to help with checking on the spelling and to push the buttons and to do all the things. And when we can come to this space where we're like, okay, I'm going to show it before it's ready. They can sometimes help us get there faster, right? They can help us walk us to the finish line faster and even give us some really interesting things about it. They're like, oh, what would be really great if you had this here, right? Or if maybe we were able to adjust in this way. And that feedback can actually make all the difference. Denise says, what if you had worked on something for months and no one likes it? Get the feedback along the way. And that's so true. Right? Because if you're doing it along the way, then you're getting the bad stuff with the good stuff along the way. Oh, this is great. This could be a little bit different. I'm not sure. And if everybody, like our community and Mink Life, we're all different ages. We live in different countries. We have different perspectives. Some of us are married. Some of us are single. Some of us have children. Some of us don't. Some of us are grandparents, Ms. Marilyn. And so we all have different perspectives and we're all coming from our own different points of view. And we can represent other people in the world who might be seeing this from a similar point of view, right? Different ethnicities, different cultural backgrounds, right? And so what's offensive to one person may not be offensive to the other. I remember one time I was like, here's the website. And I had all of my the visual challenge people say, can you make the font a little bit thicker and bigger? Because this is really hard to read, right? Versus a younger set of eyes wouldn't even thought about that, right? Mm-hmm. Or a younger person would have been like, yeah, it's kind of, blah, right? And the older person is like, well, it's professional, so I don't know. It's fine. I'm used to seeing things blah, right? But getting those different feedback is really, really helpful. Yeah. Love the co-host on the couch chiming in. I appreciate y'all. Stay active. I'm going to give all of y'all a challenge, including you co-hosts on the couch, to help us gain knowledge. So, Miss Marilyn, we're going to start with you. Let's have one tip for maximizing your business by focusing on your product development. And co-hosts on the couch, I'm waiting for y'all's answer too. So go ahead and drop those in the chat.
So I think my biggest mistake was trying to make a product that serviced everybody. And the thing is that you can come up with a product and get it out there to pilot and test when you really focus more on like one problem. You know, focus on solving one problem, knowing that you could have versions that come down the pipe that service the other other problems. And I think that way you get that like everybody has been saying, that critical feedback of how your product is being received, how your product is being used, and whether it's friendly and whether customers like it and whether it's really doing what it says it's going to do. So I think you talked about ego too. You know, I'm sorry, but I have a huge ego and I know I just do awesome stuff, and Monica always tells me I love to create things. So I can take a product and make it 1,000 times bigger than it needs to be just because I like to do that. But in reality, again, it's more than the customer or client can bite off. So really zeroing in on their problem, where they want to transform and have something new going on in their life, and focus, stay focused and I hate to use the word simple, but yeah, keep it simple.
Yes. I love that. Okay. Co-host on the couch, who is also on the couch with husband, said, don't let perfect get in the way of good enough. Wayne Struby. Love that. For Colleen and Wayne chiming in. That's good stuff right there. For me, my one tip is keep it simple. Sometimes we want to solve the complex problem when really the solution is really at a fundamental root cause. And that typically is a very simple solution, right? So the big problem that people have can actually be whittled down to this very simple tweak or edit. So think about the simplest solution to them getting the win and that becoming a habit, right? So even if it's a product, right? Like let's say you sell cute earrings, right? And they always have a problem with, you know, the earrings falling out. It could be as simple as a little widget that would make their favorite earrings not fall out of their ears, right? Or it could be that you have a coaching program. And really, it comes down to them just making a habit of coming to see you on a regular basis so that they can address one little issue at a time. So really think about what your customer needs and what is the simplest, fastest, tiniest little thing that they need to do different so that they can start getting the results they're looking for, and then have that be the primary focus. Yes, like Denise is saying, KISS, keep it super simple. I prefer that version to what I heard when I was a kid. So yes. All right. Well, this has been a fantastic show, Miss Marilyn. Yes. I guess it's time for announcements, announcements, announcements. I know y'all have missed my song. So Marilyn, how can people get connected with you, and how can they party in your world?
So I really am focusing on working moms and helping them get balance in their life. So I have a Super Mom 101 program, and you can sign up for some time to chat to see what that really is at marilyn-robinson.com. But it covers a lot of things. It covers, you know, what you want to accomplish in your career, what you want to have relationship-wise with your partner, how do you want to develop and steer and guide your children to become successful, happy adults, and so much more. So hop out there, book some time, and let's chat.
Love it. All right. If you want to hang out with me, because you think I'm fun and you wanna get a quick win or a quick solution, or you just want to get some shit done, then you can go to www.monicamhenderson.com and book a 20-minute chat with me, or book a work session so that we can get some stuff done, and then we can figure out what's next after that. And if you want to know what's happening in our crazy, beautiful, lovely community, Mink Life, well, we have community announcements for you. So with the community announcements, I'd like to say that if you love the show, you should join us every Wednesday and Thursday, 9 a.m. on Wednesdays, 2 p.m. on Thursday Pacific time, and join the conversation like our co-host on the couch did. You can drop your comments in the chat. We'll put them on the screen and you can be a part of the conversation. Or if you love this conversation, you're like, oh, I wish I could take you around in my pocket. This is so much fun. Guess what? You can, because there are podcasts and you can put those on your phone and your listening devices, and you can listen to us on the go at anywhere your podcasts are. You can join me next Thursday, as I will be helping you continue to maximize your business. And we are ready to expand our world. So if you are looking for extra income or to deepen your relationship with money and impact in the world, we are looking for partners to help us get the word out. So if you're interested in that, you can also hit me up on monicamhenderson.com. And if you want to be on the show, you can go to minklifemotivationlive.com/live, where you can book yourself to be a co-host on the screen instead of the couch. That's all for our announcements today. I hope y'all had a fun time chatting with me and Miss Marilyn. Marilyn, did you have a good time today?
Oh, yes, I always do.
You should see, we talk several times a day. We always have a good time, but this one you guys got to watch. We will see you next time. Thank you so much for being here. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.